and laughter and coffee with Renee Bernard. Women's fiction, romance, and laughter.
Good evening, everybody, and welcome to Canned Laughter and Coffee. I'm Renee Bernard, and I've got Vicki Dreiling on the phone. And let me tell you, you are so fun to talk to that in the pre-show, I forgot to tell you all this. I was, like, rushing to get it in the last 20 seconds. I'm like, and here's what's going to happen. And blah, 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 because, right? Thank you for that. So I'm like, oh, crud. Oh, here we go.
Yeah, well, clearly I'm not shy.
No. But I'm like, oh,
I love people.
We'll just go live on the air. Here we go. But that's a good thing. So there you go. But in case my listeners are like, what's going on? That's why. It's Vicki's fault. So it's just official.
Oh, you know, they would know that I was responsible for it, trust me.
Well, the loyal listeners.
You are talking to the woman. Seriously, you are talking to the woman who set off an alarm in Windsor Castle for
that's
real.
That's what you've got on your. Yeah, that's what you've got on your bio.
Yeah.
And
oh,
you know,
yeah,
they put a little dot next to your name now when you come into the country. It's like a little dot. Did you know that?
My British colleagues, one of them, there was David, and he said, oh, so you're the one who set fire. I said, no, I'm not.
No. But they have a watch list for people like you. And I'm telling you, there's a little dot. And if you reveal in customs that you're a romance writer, the little dot automatically, boom.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah. Oh,
totally.
One of those American, okay, dot. Because am I right? You're not going in those places clearly setting off alarms. You're not approaching it like the average tourist. We're a little more in depth. We're looking for details and asking questions that maybe the ordinary traveler might not ask. Am I right?
Yeah, exactly. Well, I was always looking for opportunities, you know, for things that I could pick up from my books because I write Regency historical, you know. So,
right.
Of course, I got all these great ideas. Like, for my first book, like, traveling down the Thames River, I did a couple of, like, those riverboat things. So I came up with this crazy thing, like, what if, like, the characters had to go on this really dilapidated barge, you know, down the river? And so then I made it storm, you know, and then somebody threw up. It's like, you know, I thought, well, if we're going to have drama, let's make it really dramatic.
But you're on the barge giggling and having your own little moments, and everybody else is like, what is she doing there?
And probably as I'm imagining this, I'm probably talking to myself, you know.
Muttering. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah,
other passengers on the boat are going, oh, my God, stay away.
Yeah, there's a dot. Another dot right there. Yeah, they've got cameras all over London. You don't know how many dots, really, are. You could have accumulated quite a few. I was going to ask you about your hair, only because there seems to be quite the little uproar on Facebook today. But I don't know. Are you talked out? Do you want to share? Are you having a moment?
Oh, sure. Why not? Okay, so it was today was the book birthday, as my agent calls
this
it.
This is right? It's out today. Yes. What a Wicked Earl Wants.
Yes.
As opposed
so
to
everybody's
a
trying to figure out what he wants.
Earl or a boring Earl. Yeah. Right?
I know what he wants.
Who cares, right? We want to know what the Wicked Earl wants. At least that's me, because I'm like,
totally. Yeah, we like those bad boys. I asked people on Facebook, do you like bad boys? And they said, oh, yeah, you know, but not in real life. But anyway, so, anyway, the whole thing with the hair, what happened is I actually tried to fix it, you know, because it's launch day, so I want to go to the stores and see my books in the store and take pictures and all this.
What a great
idea. So, oh, yeah, you know, it's I do this. Oh, but it just gets nuttier. Anyway, so I went to one of the big stores, you know, and I walked in there, you know, and I thought I looked great, you know, and despite the fact that there was wind, you know, I'm like, you know, it's still there, you know. I can't ruin this hair is what I'm thinking.
Uh-oh.
And so they were very nice. He was like, oh, sign the books. And they were in these tall tower things, you know, you know, so they, yeah, it makes it nice. There's pictures up on my Facebook. But anyway,
Oh, God.
And then, so the lady at the store said, oh, well, I'll take pictures of you beside it. So here I am, grinning merrily, you know. And I didn't really look at the pictures before I left the store. And I got back, and it's like, oh, I want to download these really quick on my smartphone that is way smarter than I am. And so I got home, and I looked, and I started looking at it and went, my hair.
Okay, I'm looking for the pictures now.
It was like parted like in three different directions.
Oh, God. Okay, I believe I'm looking at the picture now. Ah.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay.
You see it?
So,
you see, I mean, okay, so people on Facebook were trying to be really nice. And say, oh, it's not that bad. I said, yes, it is. I think it's hilarious. Because
we're always a little more
around.
Critical. Of ourselves, so you know, I'll give you that. But you look, you look tousled. You look a little windblown. You look happy though. You look happy. So you know, maybe
I was
a
happy. Good
kind of tousled, kind of maybe. Maybe you could. Yeah, no, that's wow.
Yeah,
poor
thing. I figured. Yeah, you know, there was the Rachel, and I figure I have the Medusa. So part of this strategy I had, and meanwhile, I still don't know my hair. I still don't know my hair looks really bad. So I went to Target. Now, I love Target. They've been very good to me. They even had me blog for them last year. They're really great people. Anyway, every year I go to Target, and I buy one of my books, and I take it to the counter, and I have the clerk open it up to the back inside cover where my picture is, okay?
Yeah.
And they always freak out. They're like, that's you? Yeah, I actually wrote that book, you know. So today I did the same thing. I wondered why Target Girl was looking at me so strangely.
She was like, no, I don't think that's – I don't believe you.
I know. But she was really nice. I took her picture. I wondered why she was looking at me so weird until I got home and I saw the hair.
I think the bag lady look is highly underrated, and I don't know. I think you pull off homeless beautifully. I'm gonna say that. I think you look.
It was pretty bad. Anyway, I got tickled over it. It was really hilarious.
You have to have a sense of humor in the world today, and I love that you did. Some people would cry, but I not only did you have a great time, but you mentioned it like a fool. You told me about it in the pre-show, which is one of the reasons I got distracted. And there's not a lot of people that would do that.
You know, I spread it all over Facebook.
That's right. You know,
clearly I have no shame.
I'm thinking we are soul sisters because you're like me. I embrace my bad moments, those embarrassing moments. I figure I'm just going to run with it. And that way nobody else gets to. Like, I'm going to own it. Right?
Yeah, totally.
This is mine. I did this.
Totally.
But you documented it, took pictures of it, and posted it. That's wow.
Well,
I love you.
You know,
I love you.
Well, you know, I figure when I see them again, they won't be shocked.
But look at you on the racks right there. Oh, my goodness. With Jane Feather, with Mary Baylock, and I just think that's fabulous. And the hair is, yeah.
Yeah,
Nicholas doesn't have that hair. Yeah, Nicholas doesn't have that hair. No, I don't think these other authors can't brag about that hair. Jane doesn't have that hair. You go, girl.
Well, I'm telling you right now, my hairdresser somewhere, she's crying over this.
She is, a little bit. You might owe her a super big tip.
When she sees this, she's going to be like, I didn't do that to your hair. What did she do?
She goes, if I'd known you were going to get in a convertible and drive across town with a top, what is wrong? I would never. Yeah. Oh, that's adorable. That is adorable.
You know, it's so fun because when you are a writer, you know, you spend most of your time, you know, talking to imaginary people.
Yes, we do,
sitting,
don't we?
And,
yes.
You know, you don't get dressed up to do this. Although one time, a long time ago, this was when I first started reading romances, like in the early 90s, and some author said that she actually put on pantyhose so that it would make her work better, that she would be serious about it. And I thought,
wow.
Oh, you have a serious problem.
That's, yeah. Let me
wear
for the
pantyhose.
Record, I have never, ever felt better in pantyhose. I've never felt more productive. I never felt it. No, there is nothing about that sensation of being encased in plastic that makes a woman feel oh so special. I'm just going to just argue with that all day long. If you had said satin marabou or, you know, she wears, you know, silk peignoirs or something, I'd have gone like, oh, okay, well, that's indulgent and weird, but okay. But no, no. And you and I know that the secret uniform of all writers pretty much involves sweatpants and, yeah, not a lot of.
Or shorts in
not
Texas.
A lot of that.
Yeah. Shorts, yeah.
Shorts,
it's hot here. It's burning
yes.
hot.
And windy.
Yes, clearly.
No offense, but I got to tell you that unfortunately with the bad weather roulette, there's like apparently only 4 spaces on the wheel, and you're in one of them. So it's scary. I mean, every time I'm like, oh, a tornado hit or something happened or there's flooding, I swear, without even looking, I'm like, Texas, I guess, $10 on Texas. And sure enough, I feel so terrible,
well,
but you guys are getting walloped.
Yeah, it's just hot. It's just hot.
Is that what
that's
it is?
All,
oh.
Yeah, well, it's hot. It
pictures
all
looked like
that
San Antonio
way.
Was soggy, and I felt so bad for people. It just looks really scary. And, oh, my goodness. I was
oh,
like, wow.
San Antonio is fun.
Is
they
it?
Have riverboats. People drink too much Napoleon.
They need a riverboat. Well, they need riverboats. They're underwater right now. Dude, you're the woman. I would
there,
go on a
right?
tour with you. I would be the one. I would deliberately go on a tour with you just to see what alarm you would set off or, like, to watch you, like,
yeah.
cross the rope. You know, like, there's a little velvet rope between you and the display. And I can just see you kind of ducking under to...
Honestly, I'm a magnet for strange things, and I really don't try. I also have this problem. I get lost very easily. Like, I went to... I used to travel a lot for business, and during the day, we had our focus groups at night, so during the day, you could do whatever. So I went to Stratford upon Avon, and
uh-oh.
The lady told us, you know, we have to be back at this certain little place or whatever, and I went inside Shakespeare's birth home or whatever. It was a no, it was not very exciting, let me tell
no,
you.
No, no, it's not. It's
somehow,
not inspiring. Yeah, when you go through there, it's like, really? Seriously? Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, no. No,
yeah,
not
yeah,
feeling
but,
it.
But you've been there, and no, it's a very small place.
It is
somehow
small.
Or another.
You got
somehow
lost.
Or another, when I got out of there, I got turned around. Don't ask me
I love
how.
You for that.
I mean, there's like just
that's
one
like getting
street.
Lost in Disneyland. Seriously, that's like getting to Disney World and saying, I don't know, I think I was in Fantasyland. I got all turned around or something about Pirate. I'm lost. I would love you for that. I would just love
no.
you for that.
This gets worse. This gets worse because there were two ladies in saris who asked me which way to go. And I didn't really know, but I wanted to, you know, be authoritative. And so I pointed... in the wrong direction.
Oh, those women are still in there. They're still in England right now, wandering the countryside. Someone, check up, help those poor ladies. If you find two lost wandering Indian women in saris, it's Vicky Dryling's fault. And just please call the authorities and tell her we're sorry. That was, by the way, we both got less than a minute. Thank you so much. This was
oh,
fun.
Sure.
Promise me you'll come back. And
oh,
next
yeah.
time, we'll actually try to talk about the book more. But What a Wicked Earl Wants, it's out today. Get your hair done, people. Run down to Target. Don't walk. Do your best.
Thanks,
get
Renee.
Your... Thank you so much, Vicki. And
it was fun.
I love you for doing this show, and thank you for the wonderful pictures. And hey, everybody, have a great week, and we'll see you next Tuesday for more Canned Laughter and Coffee with Renee Bernard. Good night, sweetie.
Good night. Thanks, Renee.
This show brought to you by Circle of Seven Productions, www.cosproductions.com. Please be sure to subscribe and welcome to our circle.